Welcome to the Brilliant Business Beautiful Life podcast, where we dive deep into the strategies and stories that help female entrepreneurs like you create the businesses and lives you adore. I'm your host, Samantha Bell, and today's episode is a very special one. Imagine waking up every day feeling not just excited about what you do, but also proud of how you do it. That's exactly what we're exploring today. Values-based business for women entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brilliant Business Beautiful Life podcast, where we share simple, actionable strategies plus the mindset and wellness practices you need to build the business and life you love. Head to 16thavcreative.com/playbook and download your free guide to design the business and life you deserve today. I'm your host, Samantha Bell, and this is the Brilliant Business Beautiful Life podcast. Are you ready for the business and life of your dreams? Let's get started. Now, why are we talking about values and beliefs in business? Because at the heart of every successful, fulfilling, and joyful business lies a foundation that is built on personal values and beliefs. And it's this foundation that enables you to create a business that not only flourishes, but resonates deeply with you, providing sustained joy and success to you and your clients. So let's explore how your personal values can shape your business, impact your clients, and bring more joy into your work each day. Now, first off, a very warm welcome to everyone listening today. And whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just starting out, this episode is designed to guide you towards building a business that's not just successful on paper, but is also fulfilling at a much deeper and more personal level. And why do your beliefs matter so much when it comes to your business? Well, when your business reflects your personal values, every decision you make becomes more meaningful. It's like having a compass guiding you through entrepreneurship, keeping you to your true north. And this alignment not only strengthens your brand's authenticity, but it also builds deeper trust with your clients. Because remember, people don't just buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Identifying your core values really begins with some deep self-reflection. Consider those standout moments in business when you felt incredibly fulfilled by your work, all those times when the decisions you made just resonated so deeply with you and felt really good to make. Those times are like little breadcrumbs leading you to discover your fundamental beliefs and principles, not the moments where you're fighting yourself. When you're fighting yourself, that's when you're not aligned. It's those moments that happen easily and feel beautiful that are your fundamental beliefs and principles. So dive into those moments, write them down, and have a really good think about them. And you might start noticing certain values popping up for you repeatedly. And it could be anything from unwavering integrity, a drive for innovation, a heart for being compassionate, or a commitment to sustainability. Figuring out what you stand for isn't always straightforward, so I really encourage you to take some time after today's episode to sit with this and discover what yours are. Now, it's not an idle reflection. It's really about going deep and uncovering the foundation of your personal and professional ethos. The values that you unearth will serve as the cornerstone for being able to build a business that's not only successful, but is a true representation of your deepest self, morally and ethically, so you can truly align your business, not just with the trends in the market, but with the essence of who you are. And after you've pinpointed what really matters to you at the heart of your business, it's time for another little reflection. It's time to take a really good, hard look at your business. Have a look at your business operations and how they stack up against your core values. Think about your products or services that you offer, the way you talk about your business, the way you interact with clients, the little extras that you do or don't do, and ask yourself, do they mirror the values that you hold dear? Sometimes you'll spot some mismatches, some little gaps, and that's okay, because recognizing all of these gaps is a really important positive step, and it shows that you're ready to start bridging them and lets you know where you need to start bridging those gaps. Now, remember, aligning your business with your values isn't something you're going to achieve overnight. It's a journey, because you need to dive into them and work them all out and really dissect your business practices. But by acknowledging areas where your business practices aren't in full alignment with your values, you're setting the stage to create meaningful change. And this awareness is your springboard towards realigning your business to ensure that every aspect of it truly reflects the principles that you believe in. Building or realigning your business around your values is not just fulfilling, it's incredibly empowering, and it's a way to infuse your work with meaning and direction and joy. If you're working towards in alignment with your values, you're creating an opportunity for joy in everything you do, and that just shines through your conversations, through how you show up online and how you interact with your clients, and it's quite magnetic. So start by taking small, intentional steps. And if you're not sure, I'll give you some examples, 5 examples of ways you can integrate your values into every facet of your business. One of the ways we've already touched on briefly, and that is assessing your current business practices. Take a really close look at how your business operates, from your suppliers, if you're a product-based business, to your customer service, everything. Are there areas where you could make changes that better align with your values? For instance, if sustainability is important to you, examining where your suppliers are based, what their processes are, and the materials that they use, and adopting eco-friendliness could be a good start. Going into the eco-friendly initiatives, if being environmentally conscious is one of your core values, start with something tangible, like switching across to eco-friendly packaging, because this not only reduces your carbon footprint, it also appeals to like-minded customers. So that's bringing joy into your business in the way that you operate, because it's deeply aligned to your eco-friendly, environmentally conscious values. Engage with your community. If a sense of community is what drives you, why not explore ways your business can contribute to community? That could be locally within your local area, or it could be more broad online. So you could sponsor events, you could do some volunteering, you could create your own online community of like-minded people, or join an online community and contribute that way. Showing you care about something, about your surroundings, about your neighborhood, or your online community can help you build a really strong network of like-minded people and bring joy to you every day, because you're feeling like you're giving back and you're contributing to the world. And others see you doing that, and they will really respond well to that and relate to you on a much more deeper level. Another way is revamping your mission statement. Your mission statement is your business's North Star. And if it doesn't currently reflect your core values, it's time for an update. A mission statement that embodies your beliefs can guide your decision-making and communicate your purpose to your customers and to your employees and anyone who stumbles across you. You can also communicate your values through your marketing. Content marketing, as we all know, is a hugely powerful tool for sharing what you stand for. So incorporate your values into your brand messaging, from everything from your social media posts to your blogs, your podcast, your advertising campaigns, wherever you are active online, to create content that resonates with your customers and those who share your values. And all of these actions weave your values into the fabric of your brand, making it stand out for all of the right reasons. And remember, the goal is not to overhaul everything overnight. That would be impossible. But it's more about making consistent, meaningful changes that reflect what's most important to you. Now, I want to share a couple of stories of women entrepreneurs who have very successfully aligned their businesses with their values. Now, the first two, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce their names correctly. The first is Chitra Gunani Daga. She is the co-founder and CEO of Thrillophilia. Thrillophilia is India's largest travel booking platform, and Chitra started the company with the mission to transform the way people explore and experience the world. And the driving values, which are central to her business, is making adventurous experiences accessible to all. So you can see where that aligns with her core values. The next one, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce correctly, is Tony Desrosiers. She's the founder of Abago, a company that makes beeswax food covers as part of a movement towards zero waste and sustainable living. Her philosophy is all about rethinking our relationship with food, keeping our food living, and making environmentally conscious choices. And that has resonated so well with consumers who are looking for sustainable products. So you can see how that is very closely married to her core values. And the last one I want to talk about is one of my favorites, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah is a strong advocate for values-based entrepreneurship, where businesses are driven by a higher mission and a greater cause beyond just making a profit. And her values include things like authenticity, empathy, resilience, personal growth, giving back, mindfulness, and of course, purpose-driven entrepreneurship. And her business and personal brands are so deeply intertwined with her values that the mere mention of her name creates a vivid mental picture of her values. It's that powerful. It's seamlessly woven into the core fabric of her business. So when you think of Oprah, you don't just think of her empire, which is huge. You picture all of the good vibes and the positive changes she's making in the world and all the positive change she's pushing for. It's as if her name itself is shorthand for authenticity, empathy, resilience, and all of the good she stands for in the world. So Oprah is the perfect example of how values can be indelibly linked to your business. Now, integrating your values into your business isn't a one-time task. It is an ongoing journey. But the beauty of this journey of running a value-aligned business is not just in arriving at the destination, but in the fulfillment and integrity it brings to your entrepreneurial life. One that leads to not just financial success, but personal fulfillment and a positive impact on the world. It's about making a difference, one decision at a time, in a way that's very true to you. Now, I want to leave you with a small challenge. This week, identify one way you can bring your business closer to your core values, just one, and I'd love to hear about it. Share your thoughts, your steps, and your stories with me using the hashtag Brilliant Values on my socials. Let's create a community of value-driven female entrepreneurs supporting and inspiring each other all along the way. So thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Brilliant Business Beautiful Life podcast. I can't wait to hear about your incredible steps that you take towards creating a values-based business. And remember, the most successful businesses are the ones that are true to their owners' hearts. And tune in next week, where I'm continuing the theme of empowerment and self-care. And I'm talking about overcoming fear in business with lessons from successful female entrepreneurs. So until next time, keep building not just a business, but a life you adore. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to know your biggest takeaway from today's episode. So leave me a comment below or send a DM on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to the Brilliant Business, Beautiful Life podcast and feel free to share it with someone else who'll love it too. I look forward to seeing you for the next episode. And remember, the time is now for your brilliant business and the beautiful life you adore.